USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A judge has issued an order to allow Missouri's only remaining abortion clinic to stay open for at least 10 more days. State health officials say they're reviewing the license of that Planned Parenthood facility in St. Louis for medical safety. Physicians there say the health department's trying to put the clinic out of business. The medical director of the facility, David Eisenberg, says it's just a small battle won in a larger war.
I join my colleagues, the city of St. Louis, and all Missourians everywhere in celebrating this hard-fought but temporary victory. It keeps abortion accessible, at least for now.
They're hunting for a man who shot an off-duty Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy in the head while he was waiting for his food at a Jack in the Box fast food restaurant last evening. The deputy remains now in critical condition. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump's in Iowa today. He'll be in the western half of the state touring an ethanol plant before attending a GOP fundraiser in West Des Moines. Former Vice President and Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden also in the state on the eastern side for several campaign events. Former Major League superstar David Ortiz's assistant says the longtime Red Sox slugger shooting was the act of hitmen. Leo Lopez, speaking to reporters in Santo Domingo yesterday about the Sunday night shooting, saying it wasn't a robbery and was, quote, no doubt an act of hitmen. The 43-year-old Ortiz now being treated at a Boston hospital after the Red Sox sent a plane to pick him up from the Dominican Republic yesterday. No arrests have been made in the shooting. Manager of the Red Sox, Alex Cora, who also hails from the Dominican Republic, says,
back home, you know, they talk about superheroes without capes, and he's a superhero without cape. That's the way we see him, you know, so he'll be okay.
And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Maine's Governor Janet Mills signing off on a bill that expands access to abortion services in her state. Under the new law, physician assistants and nurse practitioners will soon be able to perform the procedures. The changes will take effect 90 days after the state legislature adjourns. Former Major League superstar David Ortiz's assistant says the longtime Red Sox slugger shooting on Sunday was the act of hitmen. Leo Lopez telling reporters in Santo Domingo that shooting on Sunday night was not robbery motivated and was, in his words, no doubt the act of hitmen. Ortiz is now being treated at a hospital in Boston. The Red Sox flying the 43-year-old 10-time All-Star to Boston yesterday afternoon. Ortiz underwent surgery after the shooting and had to have his gallbladder removed. A Tennessee district attorney is under investigation. Coffee County DA Craig Northcott being investigated by the state Supreme Court's Board of Professional Responsibility. That's after the Council on American Islamic Relations filed a complaint against Northcott last month after they say he posted to social media that Islam is an evil belief system. And the NBA Finals headed back to Oakland for Game 6 as the Warriors closed Game 5 on a 9-2 run to stun the Raptors 106-105 in Toronto. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.